This is the first Trailer Park Boys. This is Alice Potter, who is in Trailer 2. The bottles on my bottle tree is just like family. They got names and stories. My bottles is beautiful. They're different every day. They change, don't you know? It depends on the light and the weather and the breeze and the mood of the person what's doing the looking. Some folks says the breeze rustling through the bottle sounds like chimes or handbells. Some folks says people's tears finds their way into the bottles, and when the wind skips across their lips in a certain way, it sounds like crying. I spec that's right in Pert Wilson's case. She were restless that and couldn't never seem to sleep at night. When she were just a bitty thing, I could hear her calling out in the middle of the night, calling for her daddy. Funny thing about that, most children's calls out for their mama, don't you know? The bottles on my bottle tree is just like family. They got names and stories. I spec my bottles got spirits, too. Don't you know that one of them's named for Pert Wilson? And that's Alice Wilson, Trailer 2. The next voice that steps out of the narrative is a retired school teacher. Her name is Sophie Mulch. Oh, laws, a trailer court's the dullest place in this world, and I'd have died of boredom long ago if it hadn't been for Pert Wilson. I had the only TV in the court, and when we could, we'd watch the soaps together. We'd count the number of lies the people told each other in every episode. When Pert first thought of this game, we used to count a half-truth as a whole lie. But there got to be so many of them, we couldn't keep up. A trailer court's no place for a child. I swanny, there wasn't a swing or a slide in sight. You'd cut your feet if you went barefoot, which Pert did spring and summer. I bought her a new pair of school shoes at the Tom McCann in Troy every fall. Ray Jean put up a fuss about it the first year I did it, but I said it was my pleasure. I'd retired from school teaching some years ago, and buying Pert Wilson new school shoes helps an old lady keep her corners up. I, swanny, I thought of Pert Wilson as my grandchild and Ray Jean Wilson as my own daughter. Ray Jean, bless her sweetheart, had more than her share of heartache. Her husband ran off right after Pert was born. He sent her money now and again, and most folks thought Ray Jean lived on the hope that he'd come back. But I'd bet my last nickel that Ray Jean only wanted him back because of Pert. Pert Wilson missed her daddy like the devil. Laws, but Wilson's made me feel like kin. Had me over when they played Monopoly. I swanny, it was the closest thing they ever had to money in their hands. Pert gambled like a sailor, buying up everything in sight till she'd gone broke. They always let me be banker, and I never bought cheap properties like Oriental Avenue or Baltic. Bought only those greens and blue ones, Park Place, Pennsylvania Avenue. I like to see my dollar spent on improvements to my properties, so I was pleased as punch when I could buy a house or a hotel. I swanny happy trails could use a few improvements, too. I wish the police would catch those vandals that slashed the side of my trailer last spring. I had the only leather-sided trailer in the park. Bought it with part of my teacher's retirement. Now it looks like a vinyl sofa with the foam rubber popping out. Vandals makes it hard on the rest of us in happy trails, trying to live a decent life. And the last one I picked for you is a man. This is Eugene Nugent, Trailer 9. Ray Jean doesn't know her daughter smokes, but I've seen Pert Wilson slipping off into the woods for a cigarette lots of times. I usually go out at night to walk Sarge. That's my black lab. A dog's better company than most people, if you ask me. Sometimes I see the red tip on the end of Pert's cigarette like a signal flare. Got a metal plate in my head after I got back from Korea. On permanent disability now. Use the plate to screw the two parts of my brain back together. Works fine, thank you very much. The hell of it was, one of my own buddies did it. Thought I was the enemy and fired away. Best thing about living in a trailer court is that nobody bothers you. I watch people, but I don't say much. Only time I go out is Friday nights. That's my bowling night. It's all the people contact I can take, thank you. Almost made it to the state championship last year. Would have, too, if I'd made that split on the last frame. I can see Pert Wilson smoking out there now. I figure she's entitled to whatever pleasure she can snatch. She's had a full plate of trouble. But I always liked the way Pert walked, tall and proud, tucking the newspaper up under her arm and sashaying across the court. Always admired that gal. Knew what it was to hold your head up and not give in to the shame. Since she was a tiny thing, Pert's brought me my newspaper every day. Always give her a goo-goo cluster for the trouble. I like the idea of putting something sweet in that girl's life, even if it is just chocolate and peanuts.